السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah bless you and Appa with Afiyat and good health. And Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, last week we completed Surah Ad-Dukhan chapter 44. And today, with the grace, mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we commence a new surah and chapter, Suratul Jathiyah, chapter 45, Makkiyah. It was revealed before the migration to Madinah Munawwara in Makkah Mukarrama. And remember, Jathiyah means to kneel down. And when we reach that word, we will discuss it in detail. For the time being, just remember, it means kneeling down. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one who's very, very gracious, very, very merciful. We discussed that many a time. Hameem, these are al-huruful muqatta'at, the broken letters, and the meaning is a mystery, meaning la wala wa ma ya'lamu ta'wilahu illallah. No one knows the meaning except Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And why did Almighty Allah reveal it? So it is a challenge to humanity and jinn, the invisible creation, created from smokeless fire, min nari samum. That see, if you can bring a replica of one surah, one chapter, if you have any doubt on this Quran Sharif, and Almighty Allah has challenged humanity for over 1400 years, and the challenge will remain till the day of justice, and no one will be successful. Maaf. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ. If you have any doubt, remember in what we reveal piecemeal gradually on our beloved servant Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ. Then you bring a replica of one surah, one chapter, comprising three verses. And once you can't do that, then you have to accept the truth. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 23-24. So that challenge remains. So Almighty Allah is giving human being, take these letters of the Arabic alphabet, Yasin, Taha, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Hamim. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. تنزيل, to be revealed piecemeal gradually. أنزلنا إنزال, to be revealed one shot. So both are applicable to the Quran Sharif. When the Quran Sharif came to the first sky, so from there it came to the Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart of the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, piecemeal gradually, via the agency of the Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, ala qalbika litakuna min al-munzirin, bilisanin arabiyyin mubin, in the Arabic language, to make things clear. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Almighty Allah revealed it one shot on the night of majesty, the night of destiny. So that is from the seven heavens and above to the first heaven. So that is how you reconcile everything. Tanzeelul Kitabi, the Quran Sharif was revealed piecemeal gradually. All the other books and scriptures were revealed. Min Allahi al-Aziz al-Hakim, from Almighty Allah who is all-powerful, and Aziz al-Hakim, the one who is very, very wise. Everything of Allah has wisdom. We with our puny little brains, many a time it is beyond our perception and comprehension. Inna fi samawati wal ard, verily in the creation of the celestial creation, the stars, the moon, the sun, the planets, and everything else, so above our head. Wal ardi, and here on the land and the sand, the lakes, the ocean, rivers, dams, forests, jungle, everything. La ayatil lil mu'mineen, there are signs there for the true believers. The shahid, the poet says, wa fi kulli shay'in lahu ayatu. تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. If you study and reflect and wonder, ponder in the creation of Allah, it will show you that there is only one creator. He is the exclusive creator, and He is Almighty Allah جل وعلا. وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ, and in your creating you, O human being, as the masterpiece. وَمَا يَبُثُ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, and how Almighty Allah has scattered human beings, creation, animals in different continents, countries, and cities, and play parts of the world, whether it is one small little dorpi is Afrikaans, and town. مِنْ دَابَّةٍ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمِ يُقِنُونَ, all these are signs for people who have true iman, faith, and conviction. See now, we're going towards winter, and now the days are getting shorter and shorter, and the nights are getting longer and longer, and summertime the days get longer, the nights get shorter. What precision and accuracy. Not one day it happened, the sun said, I had to go for a service, and I had to go for some oil or lubrication. And remember, never did the computer freeze and so forth. So everything with precision and accuracy. So that is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. You take the best car, the best computer, everything, it has to go for service and maintenance and what have you. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the alternating of the night and the day. In Islam, the night comes first, then comes the day. We don't work with midnight, we work from sunset to sunset, remember that. So وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and whatever Almighty Allah has revealed from the celestial creation, from above our head. Bir rizqin, the sustenance, the rain and whatever. Fa ahya bihi al-ardha ba'da mawtiha, hence He gives a new lease of life to the land and sand. Ba'da mawtiha, after it was dead. So meaning figuratively dead, that there was no life there in the sense. There's no flora, no fauna, no fruit, no vegetable, nothing. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ, and see how Almighty Allah lets the wind goes in different directions. So this tasrif means تَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ, that how you see the wind, you go to Cape Town, you see the southeaster, you go to another town, you will see the northward direction, western direction, eastern direction. آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, in that there are signs for people who have aql and true intelligence. So imagine Allah Ta'ala said, there are signs for the believers. There are signs for people who got firm conviction. There are signs for people who use their intelligence and intellect. But today's so-called intelligence and intellect is used for so-called human rights, which are not worth the paper on which they are written. when they tell you the gay brigades and homosexuals have human rights, the lesbians have human rights, abortion is a human right, then such people are cursed by Almighty Allah, and their rank and status in the light of Quran is worse than donkeys, animals and swines. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are worse than animals. Even animals are better than them. So that is what you see in today's world in the light of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 15th of Shawwal, 1446. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Alhamdulillah, the poorest country in the Arab world, Yemen, is standing with Gaza, with Palestine, and striking Israel, and the Jutlas and Jutlis, the Haramis, are running helter-skelter. Some of them get injured, some of them freck, and they die like dogs in the process. We say Alhamdulillah. Every Jutla, Jutli dies. We say Allahu Akbar. We say Alhamdulillah. We have no empathy, sympathy for any Jutla, Jutli who freaks like a dog and dies like a dog. We must be clear on these issues. So Yemen strikes and the Ben Gurion airport closes. So you must remember, well done to them. So America can't see that. So they struck Sana'a and Yemen and so forth and killed 5 people. But the issue we need to ask, America strikes from where? They can't strike from America. So they use these Arab tanpod dictators, the Saudis and the Qataris, all these Emirates, all these Moroccans, or Bahrain, or Jordan, Egypt. They have bases everywhere there. And then they will use one of them to attack and so forth. So what good are these rich, rich Arab countries? Majority of them, or all of them, one can say, are murtad and apostates and out of the fold of Islam. They are the hypocrites of the highest order. They are kha'ineen and they are traitors and treacherous to Islam. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud. Kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate Saudi Arabia with their rulers and with their oil and kingdom, and likewise with the Arab Emirates, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco. The leadership of Pakka, Harami, Shaitan and Murtads. You can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. Israel attacks the early Baptist hospital, another war crime. So this is a cursed nation. They are pigs and swines and worse than that. Quran calls them that. In chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. There's only one functioning hospital, and now that one also is finished. The operation theater place is broken and damaged, and the ICU is damaged. So deliberately they attack that, you must remember, because they are the people who are cursed by Allah, and Allah will always punish them till the day of Qiyamah. Chapter 7, verse number 167. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. We told them to become monkeys physically, literally, to become swines and pigs literally and physically. Chapter 5, verse number 60. So they got that pig mentality of theirs. 100 protests for Mahmoud Khalid, the Palestinian. He's legally there. And remember, he spoke for the Palestinians, but today under Trump and his donkeys and his administration, to speak in favor of the truth, that's a crime. And they want to deport you. You got Rubio there. Rubio is another criminal. Therefore, he can't come to South Africa. He knows that he will be taken to task and so forth. And even he, Trump is saying, Trump says there's a genocide taking place in South Africa. Trump, you better go back to your prostitutes and all of them. And remember, you talk more rubbish, you know, than anything else. The real genocide is happening there in Palestine and occupied Palestine, and nothing in South Africa. Whether the DA or anybody, or the PA or the ACDP and their members come there to Israel and say there's no apartheid, these people, we need to name them and shame them and nail them. A disgrace they are to their parties and to humanity to say there is no apartheid in Israel. Real donkeys of the first order, remember that. China tells Trump, scrap all the tariffs if you know what is good for you. You see, he already had to exempt the iPhones and to exempt all the laptops and so forth. So he had to make a quick U-turn, you see, Trump, because things were already, you must remember, working against him. So this is a cartel, the oligarchy. So you remember when he scrapped that for 9 months. So you know the billionaires, they became billionaires again. So the rich became richer and the poor become poorer. So that is why capitalism is absolutely haram in Islam. Ra'su maliya, the lifeline of it is interest. And interest is condemned the most in Islam, like no other crime. Chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain, refrain from giving, taking, witnessing, contracting party of interest, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nowhere in the Quran Kareem, 6,236 verses, will you find such a wa'id and such a warning. British Steel is in big, big trouble. Currently, the Chinese guys own it. Now the government wants to nationalize it and they don't have enough money. So they're looking for private, you understand, investors. So Britain is also going backwards. America going backwards. And remember, France is already finished. So remember, so that are all of them falling apart. The ones that are moving ahead are China and Russia and so forth. America now wants to use the charm offensive. And now they're advertising how green Greenland is, how beautiful it is. And after advertising for them, they want to steal it. Just like their illegitimate child, the big bees, the bee there in Israel, the Jutlas and Jutlis and Zionist Haramis. USA wants control of the key gas line pipe there in Ukraine. So they don't want Ukraine for nothing. They want to steal it, remember, and steal the gas, steal the oil, and steal their natural resources. And this guy Zelensky is wasting his time. He says, Trump, I'm inviting you to come and visit there, Ukraine. Trump is not interested in visiting you. He's going to Saudi Arabia where his donkeys are. They'll give him $1 trillion, remember that. And that is how they think they will buy security. But they don't know that Almighty Allah will decimate and destroy them in a split second very soon, inshallah, ajil and ghayra ajil. East European, the country is called Belarus. Listen to this news here, it's amazing, you know. East European country known as Belarus invites 150,000 Pakistanis and says, you guys come and settle here. But I don't want harkas, wanakas, every kullum and habba wa dabba, every Tom, Dick and Harry and Mary. I want the people who are qualified, you see, doctors, engineers and so forth and so on. So remember, for Pakistanis, this is, you know, heaven. You want some, if they go, then they will be first on the list. And that is how they operate in Pakistan. So for them, it's a golden opportunity. And Shahbaz Sharif, Chor, another crook, remember that. So he and the Prime Minister, President, whatever, of Belarus, they reach an amicable mutual agreement. Bibi's son made some, you understand, unsavory remarks regarding Macron and so forth. So Bibi's son, Netanyahu, his son's name is Yair, Y-A-I-R. He gave his father a right hook and a left jab, and then they sent him away. He's not in Israel, he's there in Miami, in America, and the Israeli taxpayer is paying for him for more than 1 year, 2 years approximately. Can you believe that? So now that his father said, no, I distance myself from the remarks made, the unsavory remarks made by my son against Macron and so forth and so on. So that is how they have to be apologetic all the time and so forth. Russia kills from Russia with love. So Russia kills 34, that's minimum, maybe much more now. So in Sumy, in Ukraine, and Putin says, America, you wanted the war. February 24th it was, you see, and when? In 2022 already, so 23, 24, 25. So more than 3 years now the battle rages on. Russia wins, America lose. Russia wins, NATO lose. Russia wins and Europe loses. Well done to Putin. Putin, I like you. I like haramis who can take on America and Israel and defeat them. You must remember that. We know Putin, he doesn't play. Yet, if you know how Russia works, they have a tribal system. We go to the big chief, like how he in South Africa. You got chiefs, but the chiefs, nobody listens to them, you understood? So they go to the big chief and say, you better tell your people who follow you, your followers, they must vote for me. Otherwise, you know what will happen. Your perks and everything will be gone. So that's how Russia works also. And that's why he wins all the time. So that is a tribal mentality there. But we like him. Anybody knocks the hell out of America, we will support him. From April 29, nobody will be allowed to enter Makkah unless you got the Hajj visa. So you see, so all you people who thinking of going there in June and May and June and so forth, and you don't have Hajj visa, I believe this year they will be really very, very strict. You know, some South Africans were deported also. So there were big problems last year, previous year. So rather, you get your documentation right and don't think that you're going to go through the back door. And that is what the Arab, Saudi Arab media, Arabic media and that is saying. So we should take caution rather. India sends troops. You must remember that the army in after the Muslims were protesting in various cities in India after the Waqf Bal protest. Remember, India also has become another apartheid regime and a terrorist regime for us Muslims. So they learn from Israel. Both of them, our worst enemy, Quran says, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Hindus. We never ever said every Jew, every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them. Just look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India. So they want to steal the land, Waqf land, which our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents gave for the mosque, for the madrasa, seminaries, and for Musafir Khana, for visitors, travelers. India says that this is barren land, we will just confiscate it. So that's how Modi and them work today. Hindufta, the Hindu kingdom, but they also will be destroyed very soon, inshallah. More than 100,000 march for Gaza in Bangladesh, in Dhaka, the capital. So well done to you, brothers, sisters, children there, that for raising awareness. Remember that we hate the Juttas and the Zionists and their policies and all those who help them, America and Britain and India and whoever else. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin wa man wa'alahum. Destroy the Juttas and Israel as an entity and all those who assist them as well. You see, the white man, supremacist, you must understand their policy. Nobody can teach us about apartheid. We know exactly what is apartheid. It's still clear, vivid in my mind when I was very, very young and as to see there, knee blankers. You see that? Non-whites not allowed here. They had knee blankers. Some places they had there no dogs and non-whites allowed. You people who are new now, you don't even dream about all these type of things. Ask us who went through all these things. Hey, Kuli, Khanna di Kuli Dorp too. And for the Africans, they would use the other K word and so forth. You think we can just forget all these things here? We can't forget all these things here. So that is the white mentality across the world. Remember, I don't say everyone, but I'll tell you majority of the whites are supremacists and are racist and so forth. Every country I went to, you see, I experienced this type of thing. They will tell you in a very smart diplomatic way, you must remember that. So now they even changed the name. You see, it was called monkeypox. So now they no more call it monkeypox, they call it mpox. You see how they play the game. So they say that now we are bringing the mpox vaccine into Africa. 5 countries, 6 countries, we started already here in Uganda and this country and this country. They make the Africans and African leaders monkeys, in simple words, remember. That is the white man. Why? They just give the ruling elite millions and billions. Look at our country. The past 30 years, the whites, the nationalists, they stole. They stole with one finger, three fingers, four fingers. The ANC stole with everything. You understand? All 10, you must remember. So that is how they operate, you must remember. The weakness of the African politicians, whether it's Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever, so hopeless, useless. They will use them and they will use the people as cattle. They can die, who's there to worry about them? So monkeypox and mpox and all that, just like you must remember the COVID, how they made you fools and idiots and donkeys if you look at it. It was no pandemic and all that. It was a plandemic and a scamdemic, and the doctors were on the move making money out of that. So that is the truth, Muslim and non-Muslims. We must condemn it every time, remember. So now they got mpox making us monkeys. That's the meaning of it. Okay, DA, hang your heads in shame, remember that. PA, that you, the Patriotic Alliance, and you, ACDP, shame on you. That you're a disgrace to humanity, fact-finding mission, and you met the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, you met the President Herzog. It's a shame and a stain on you for life, remember that. We will name you, shame you, and we will nail you, remember. And you come tell me there's no apartheid in Israel. The very airport you landed, no Palestinian can fly from there. Hang your heads in shame. The Waterfall Estate, you must remember, this is a very strange article I found yesterday there in the Sunday World. They say that many people there got illegal connections. This is supposed to be the hub of South Africa's economy, you know, one of the richest areas, and 72 houses or whatever it is don't even have meters. Go and read. It's online. You can read it. Sunday World, illegal connections in Waterfall Estate. The disgrace, whether it's done by Muslim or non-Muslim. ANC realized that the policy of increasing the VAT and all that is a failure. No party is going to support it, so therefore they'll have to drop it and so forth. Taxi violence in Gauteng already claimed 59 people died just from this year, January. Now we are in April, 3-4 months, 59, 60 people dead. Can you believe that? So we must remember today our programs, 8:30 to 9, Mawzaid will interview me, inshallah al-Aziz, between 8:30 and 9 regarding the government of national unity. And then inshallah 1 to 2 is tafsir. So remember Surah A'raf, verses 138 to 141, inshallah. And remember that the report back will be our trip to Durban, and tonight 8 to 10 will be the live Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah al-Aziz, on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and on Barkat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, tonight inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, between 8 and 10. Amana Salim Kareem, Hafidhullah, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up for the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can I send money overseas to do aqiqah if I can't afford it locally?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Aqiqah means that my wife gave birth to a baby boy or baby girl. If it is a baby boy, so then it's two goats or two sheep. And if it's a baby girl, then it's one goat or one sheep. If you feel it's too expensive, yeah, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 rand and so forth, and you get it done in Malawi or India, Pakistan or wherever, much cheaper. But you'd use reliable people, not just people who are taking you for a ride, because many people in overseas countries also are not really honest. So yes, it is permissible, no problem with that.
Kisab, can I travel for Umrah or any other journey with my khala's husband without any other mahram present?
Not permissible. Let's understand the question. I have my beloved mother, right? So my mother's sister is called Khala. Therefore, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Al-Khala to be manzilatil the Khala, the Masi. In our Maimon and that we say Masi. So the Masi takes the place of the mother, the maternal auntie, the mother's sister. So now you, as a daughter, right? So as a niece and so forth, let's say niece. So now you want to travel with your Masi's husband. So it means with your maternal auntie's husband. So we, you will just say uncle in English, but Islamically, remember he is not a mahram for you. You can't travel with him for Umrah, you can't travel with him for Hajj, you can't travel with him to New York, London, Dubai, wherever. All haram that is between you, the niece, and the khala's husband, the masi's husband, parda is compulsory, remember that. So we take it very easy nowadays. You know, no, it's my uncle, we just shake hands. Sometimes there's a neck on the back and all that. But he's not mahram for you, totally haram for you to travel with him.
Kitab, I'm going for Umrah on my way. Can I go for the Grand Prix?
Remember, this is the haram activities of the Saudi regime, which is a kafir regime nowadays, MBS and company. They're not khadimul haramain sharifain. They are khadimu America and Israel. They're waiting there for Trump to come as though Trump is their savior. So Trump is the one who's murdering our people there in Gaza, in Palestine, by supplying all the material aid and arms and ammunition and what have you. And Israel is just getting out all their dirty work and so forth. You never heard what Biden said. Biden said, I'm a Christian, but I'm a Zionist. And he said, if they want to destroy Israel, we'll create another Israel. Openly he said it. So this is to cause, remember, harm deliberately to Muslims and to Islam and so forth and so on. So now they're advertising 2 days Makkah, 2 days Medina, 3 days Grand Prix, all that absolutely haram. Every cent you spend for the Grand Prix, you became the brother, sister of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. And that is in the noble Quran. And all these people who go to England and Turkey and here and there to watch a soccer match, you also fall in the same category. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. When you go and squander your wealth in haram activities, so you become the brother, sister of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. Chapter 17, verse 24. Chapter 17, verse 27. Verse 24 is the dua we make for our beloved parents. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy on them as they nurtured me, trained me when I was young. Chapter 17, verse 27, that is when you squander your wealth, you become brothers, sisters of Satan. It's a disgrace for a Muslim to say, you're going for Umrah, and then you go waste your time there in Jeddah with a Grand Prix. All haram for male, female, everybody.
Of Kisab, many of the brothers are first timers going for Hajj. What Hajj is best for them?
Remember, in this day and this age, for everybody who's going for the first time for Hajj, every day from now today in the Hajj seminar, Jazakallahu Khairan to Ansar, the directors, to Hafiz Wadi and so forth, the crowd was very big. I don't know if everybody came for a Hajj seminar or they came for a good sumptuous lunch, you know. So that is debatable, but whatever the reason is, I was very impressed, you know. Very, very big crowd, mashallah. I was just there for less than an hour. I arrived there at 12 o'clock and 10 to 1, 5 to 1, I was out from there. So because I had too many other appointments and so forth. So anyway, so you should be reading. That is Surah 2, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh, beloved Allah, show me the places of Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Obviously, Medina Munawwara will be included as well. And forgive us, O Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily, you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. So read that. Which is the Hajj you should perform, O first-time Haji Hujjaj, is Tamattu. You're going to Medina Munawwara first. So when you leave Medina to go over Makkah by train or bus or plane or car or whatever, so remember you make intention for Umrah only. So when you reach Makkah, you settle there, you perform Tawaf, you read your 2 rakat Salat, you make Sa'i, Safa, Marwa. The men, you shave your hair, and the women, you cut your hair. Your Umrah is done. It will take you 2-3 hours. And thereafter, you go back into your normal clothes. Make tawaf as much as possible. Your target should be 50 tawaf. مَنْ طَوَفَ بِالْبَيْتِ 50 مَرَّةٍ خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Hadith are mentioned there in Tirmidhi. Whoever performs 50 tawaf for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, then he comes out from his vices and sins like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. And then on the 8th of Zulhijjah, or the night of the 8th, then you will fasten ihram again in Makkah, Aziziya. Aziziya is part of Makkah. Majority South Africans are in Aziziya. And that is for Hajj only. So you're performing Umrah and you're performing Hajj in one Islamic year, but two separate ihrams. And that is tamattu Hajj. And to slaughter is compulsory the Hadi, what our people call the Dame Shukr. And to perform tamattu Hajj is the best. Even the Quran Sharif is making ishara and giving you a subtle hint, if you understand the lataif and the beauty, glory of the noble Quran. See what Almighty Allah states: "فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَجِّ." Allah says, whoever performs the Tamattu Hajj, so you make Umrah separately, you make your Hajj separately, then whatever is available of the Hadi, the goat, the sheep, the camel, whatever, so you slaughter that. You must remember Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 196. So all of you going first time, brothers, sisters, forget all about Qiran and Ifrad and all that. You will just make a big mess. You must perform the Tamattu Hajj. That is our advice to you.
Mufti Sahab, if a person goes for Umrah, is Hajj compulsory on that individual?
No, there's no such thing, especially nowadays where you got visa system, you got quota system, you got all crazy laws of the Saudi regime, Kafir regime. So you can go for Umrah. My sister and them are there currently in Makkah. So I think tomorrow or Wednesday they'll go to Medina Munawwara. So remember, totally permissible, even if you have not performed Hajj. They all perform Hajj, alhamdulillah. So even if you have not performed Hajj and you just go for Umrah and come back, so remember, and you must be out of the kingdom by the 29th of April if you are going for Umrah. Take cognizance of that as well.
What is the Islamic ruling when it comes to non-Muslim activities, Good Friday, Easter, etc.?
Excellent question. Allah Ta'ala reward you, brother, sister, who posted, sent in that question. See, you Christians, I'm addressing you. All you non-Muslims, I'm addressing you first. And then I'm addressing my Muslim brothers, sisters, and children, and students. You see, I prove to you from the Bible and from the Quran Sharif, Jesus was not born on 25th December. That is the figment of your imagination, an absolute lie. You know, December in Palestine, and Jesus and Mary were all Palestinians. So remember, is midwinter. I've been there, so we know. And remember, summer day is June, July. And Jesus was born, his Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place in summer and not in winter. Go look at Luke, L-U-K-E, and you will see they speak of the sheep grazing and so forth. And the Quran Kareem states, وَكُلِي وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا. O you, Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, shake the tree and the date tree, the rutab tree, the fresh dates. You know Surah Maryam chapter 19. And then you eat from there. Allah made divine arrangements and provision for her solids and the liquids after she gives birth. So all that only happens, remember, in summer, not in winter and so forth and so on. So that is to show the Christians that's an absolute lie, that again they took you for one big ride and fooled you, right? So that even the Christians, they accept it. Go see chapter 19, Surah Maryam, verses 24, 25, 26 in the Quran. And you'll find it, chapter 19, verses 24, 25, 26, 27, all that you will see. Then you come to your new year, Nivayar, January. So if you say January is the beginning, then how come you're saying December is 12th month? December means 10. How come you're saying November is 11th month, but November means 9? How come you're saying October is the 10th month, but October means 8? How come you are saying September is the 9th month, but September means 7? So it shows the names and the number you are giving are not corresponding. So that also is concocted fabrication and figment of your imagination. All you Christians, I challenge you, May Allah reward Sheikh Ahmad Didat. When I was teaching in Newcastle, many a time, his old place especially, I should take my wife or my sister and all of them. They want to go shopping. I say, yeah, you'll go now. I'm going by Ahmad Didat, Adisab, you understand? Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So Sheikh Ahmad Didat wrote a nice book. You see that? It's called The Choice. And it's on page 456. You will just get an easy reference there. So he speaks about Good Friday. He says, we love Good Friday because our mosque all get full on Good Friday. You see that? He says, now let's analyze it. Now you Christians go to, you must remember Matthew. Go to Matthew in the Bible and chapter 12, verse 40. I repeat, Matthew chapter 12, verse number 40. So now what does the Bible say? As Jonah, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, so shall you, the Son of Man, referring to Jesus, right? You will be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. You got it? So the Christians, we reject all this for the contempt it deserves. So remember, this is Christians, they say Good Friday, so Jesus was crucified for their sins. We reject that. Quran Kareem states, وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا. So nor was he killed, nor was he crucified. So all that is part of our belief. If a person does not believe that, remember, he's out of the fold of Islam because he's rejecting this verse of the Noble Quran, and that is in chapter number 4 of the Noble Quran, Surah An-Nisa, and verse number 157. So they say that now he was killed, right, and crucified, and then he was buried in the tomb, in the grave, you see, where Holy Sepulchre, Kanisatul Qiyamah, just behind Masjidul Aqsa, the church. I went there also, inside, you know. So now, Friday night, he was in the tomb. So one night. Saturday, he was in the tomb, in the grave. Tomb means grave. And then Saturday night, he was there. So how many nights? Two nights. How many days? One day. Friday night, Saturday night, and Saturday. Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene comes, so it shows that the tomb, the grave was empty. So there was nobody there. So you said, Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, 3 days, three nights. But here, when we calculate according to your calculation as well, it shows it is only one day and two nights. So what do you say, Christians? They're taking you for a good ride again and making you fools. The Pope, there's no hope for him, the harami. So all you Christians better wake up. Your Christmas is a figment of your imagination. Your New Year is a concoction and fabrication. And your Easter and Good Friday and Easter Monday is another concoction, because the whole Christian religion and the Judaism of today are all concocted and fabricated. Let me be clear with that. These are all false religions and have no place in the modern world. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.